Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this third reading from Asira al-Hubb lillahi, The Secret of the Love of God. This book is set up as the first 70 pages are a narration of oral teachings from Sidi in 2006, and then into the heart of the book, or the structured part of the book later, which is just written. So this is Sidi's language. There are annotations along the way for other books that are referenced, as Sidi does in his lectures. He'll have someone read from another book. This particular reading begins with Music of the Soul, a selection from Music of the Soul on page 135 through 8 from the section called At-Tawbah, Repentance. So let's begin with the Fatiha and then we'll begin the reading. See how far we get. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين From Music of the Soul, At-Tawbah, Repentance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. I would like to speak about the way in which the human being is able to reach the station where he will be sitting in the presence of Allah, how he can bring himself out of the life of the Katif to the life of the Latif, and how he can remove the clothes of the human being to garb himself in the clothes of reality. I first want to say that the way he can leave behind the house of disobedience, to live in the house of obedience, is to listen to the order of his beloved Allah. That is, to become a Mohammedan slave to God. And in this way, to become a slave to God. To be a Mohammedan slave, first you come to the Warith al-Muhammadi, to the heir of the Mohammedan presence, and then you surrender yourself to him. You listen and obey and do what he says about what God has put in the holy book, so that you will then be a slave to Allah. You must take this knowledge from the Warith al-Muhammadi. And if you want to be like this, all you have to do is be one of his children, so that you will become a picture of him, so that he will give you the Baya, the covenant, which is the covenant of God, because now that you have come to him, you are from him. And also know that if you break this covenant which you took from your Shaykh, the Warith al-Muhammadi, who is the representative and the picture of the Mohammedan presence in his time, and whose orders are the orders of God's Prophet, and whose promise is the covenant of God's Messenger, you are actually breaking yourself off from Allah. Allah has said, those who give you the promise are actually giving the promise to me. When you put your hand with his hand, it is my hand. The hand of God is over the hand of the Warith. And those who break this covenant are actually breaking themselves off from Allah. So be careful. Be careful not to break this promise of your Lord who has chosen you. And after that, you can walk in the way of the fuqara, the poor, the family of God. If you want to be one of them, you have to show repentance, at-tawbah. as you are standing at the gates and you want to enter, so you must be repentant. Linguistically, repentance, atoba, means that you return to something. The generally agreed upon meaning is the leaving of bad things and the bringing on of all that is good. By doing this, the person is really responding to the order of God when he says, "All of you who are believers, repent to Allah." Also know that the one who repents has actually cleaned himself of bad deeds, and he is not asked about them. Thus the repentance is the sign of Allah's love for his slave, because when he loves him, no bad deed can harm him. There are three conditions of repentance. The first condition is that you should feel grieved by what you have done. The second is that you must leave the bad deeds immediately. And the third is that you must be determined not to do these bad deeds again. Understand that repentance is the first step on the path and the first station of the seekers. The inspiration to repent comes because God has chosen you and given you His mercy. If Allah wanted something bad to happen to you, He would not have inspired unity. And this is a symbol of His loving kindness to you. Now we're back to page 17. CD continues. The saying is very rich and is pre-eternal. Going back to when Allah assembled all the spirits in pre-eternity, as He describes in the Quran, I'm going to read it in Arabic and then in English. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. He took from the children of Adam, from their loins, from their seed, their descendants, and made them testify of themselves, saying to them, "Am I not your Lord? Am I not your Lord?" And they answered in the affirmative, "Yes." "How can you know that you were one of them? Well, here is a sign for you, a clear sign. My master and my refuge once said to me, 'If Allah did not consider you one of those, He would not have inspired you to believe in His oneness. Similarly, I would not be seeing you here if Allah had wanted you any other way.' And who are doing things that are not," let's see, "in any other way, you would be in a place full of afflictions with people who do not believe in Allah and who are doing things that are not pleasing to Him. But you have come here in spite of yourself. Know, my beloved, that you have not come here of your own will, but you have a passport, a signed passport. It's not a government passport, but it is Allah who gave you a visa to come here. He said to you, 'You are my slave.' He is the one who decided that you would become one of His worshipful servants. So you must protect and preserve this relationship. Imagine that you have been given a beautiful necklace as a sign that you were one of his beloveds. Why then would you want to turn away from a garden whose width is equal to that of the heavens and the earth? You cannot turn away from that. You cannot, because you are here now. You came. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, I marvel at people who are led to the garden in chains. They come to the garden chained, but it is Allah's decree for them that they become his worshipful slaves and beloveds. You see a lot of young men when you choose, I like this one or that one, but it's not really as you will. It is Allah who brings what he wants, because in fact it is what you want in reality. But metaphorically speaking, they think, oh, we select this and choose that. But this is not so. Neither the man nor the woman are choosing. The only choice they can make is to not choose, but to surrender to Allah's command. So ask him to choose for you and throw yourself completely to Allah. You threw yourself and came, searching for yourself in accordance with the pre-eternal divine will. As the Messenger of Allah said, if he wanted something bad for you, he would not have led you to the realization of his oneness. This is a pre-eternal will, and you're one of those who answered the question, am I not your Lord, in the affirmative. You are one who responded in the affirmative, yes, you are my Lord. There were others who did not respond. The sign that proves whether you are one of those or not is that he brought you to testify that there is no deity except him, and there is only the oneness of Allah. Another sign is that the person guards himself so that he is always in surrender to the covenant he gave to Allah. You have taken this covenant with Allah, but sometimes you forget your pledge. You forget your pledge to him and begin to wear different garments, some green and others black or blue, and sometimes you wear the garment of a thief. Other people wear the garments of lying or deception. But these are not your true garments. Allah says, O beloveds, these garments do not befit you. So listen to the words I have sent through the tongues of my prophets and messengers. He says, O my worshipful slaves, he did not just generally say, O people, but he says, O my worshipful slaves. We are not talking about slavery in human terms, such as discrimination based on color and race. The one who truly worships Allah is the one who truly has gnosis of Allah and serves him. Our master Bilal had a very beautiful skin color. He was black. The Messenger of Allah once said to him, O Bilal, I hear your footsteps in the garden. What have you done and what are you doing to enter it? He said, Oh, I have been in love with you and have annihilated in you and in the love of Allah. And I used to raise my voice glorifying Allah in the call to prayer, saying, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. But there are others who are handsome in their outer appearance, who are not in the garden. For example, the Prophet's own uncle is in hellfire because he did not respond in the affirmative to Allah's call. From the Quran, Bismillah. Ya yuhannasu inna halaknakum. Halaknakum min Kariwa Umtawa Shalnakum Shubahua Kabarilalita Alrahu Inna Akramakum Indalahi Atkakum Innalaha Alimun Habir. Truly the most honorable among you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most conscious of Allah, warding off evil. 49:13. The one who reveres Allah and guards himself at all times. So all of you who have come for Allah have glad tidings and good news. Allah accepts you. But sometimes it happens that the human being sins, does wrong, and has faults. This is because humanity in itself is weak. Humanity is weak so that when a person is inclined toward his human nature, he forgets that he is a worshipful slave belonging to the Lord. But this does not mean that Allah has abandoned that person, for Allah says to his worshipful slaves, my servant, do not be afraid, because I have opened a wide door for you, which is the door of repentance and returning. Return to your origin, to the door of repentance, because I am always forgiving. I am always turning towards my servant. Come. Come and do not let sins stand between you and Allah, preventing you from coming to Allah, because Allah says, if you did not sin, I would have created creatures who do sin, so that they would ask for forgiveness and I would bestow my forgiveness upon them. And at this point in Sidi's talk, he moves to completing the chapter on Taba from Music of Basal, which I have to find again. To be perfect in your repentance, first be ready to do what God has ordered, and do not look back into your past. Do not think of the wrong things or the errors you made previously. Don't let these things create a wall forbidding your return to Allah. Escape to a God alone with the rest of your life, with every moment. Speaking from this point of view, you should not be unconscious or unaware. You need to be awake all the time, accustoming the ear to hear all that is good and to disregard the bad, and to remember the Lord without turning right or left. Here you stand between the fear of Allah and supplication. This is the station of the people who are looking upon the gates of repentance. They are patient and ask for God's mercy. And if they are truthful, God will give his orders to their hearts, and they will begin to hear the reality of the divine presence. Then the heart will become the preacher. As the Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, has said, in the body there is a piece of meat. If this is right, the whole body will be right. And if this is bad, the whole body will be bad. This piece of meat is the heart. The heart, as is known, is either the mosque of Allah or the house of the shaitan and the nafs. It will be the abode of the shaitan and nafs when there are heart diseases such as jealousy and hatred, malice, and other diseases of the heart, which do not appear on the body but which do go much deeper. The disease of the heart is something far worse than the disease of the body, because bodily infirmities can be treated by medicine and take only a little time to heal, but disease of the heart is far more difficult to treat. The one who has this heart distress needs to travel on the path of the family of God, to do what they do, to be a picture of them. Of their characteristics are a tawbah, a dhikr of their Lord, and azud, asceticism. So this person travels on the road of al-jihad, the inner war. In this, he only sees himself in surrender to God. The nafs is surrendered. If you travel in these qualities, then in 1 second there is reconciliation between you and your Lord. As you arrive at this place, it's important to leave behind the evil thoughts and mischievous friends you had before and to ignore what they do, because at this time you are in the state of needing God's help. If you return to them, you can be easily detoured from the path. For this reason, you must walk straight on the path to God. This is done by continuing in the remembrance of Allah and in the mujahada. I mean by this that when you do a small thing or a big thing, be careful, because Allah is ever watching you. This feeling that Allah sees everything will strengthen your wish to repent. Every day you must be ready to repent by your tongue, by your heart, by your spirit, by your senses, and by all of your body, heart, and soul to ask for forgiveness. And I know, my sons and daughters, my beloveds, that God accepts the repentance of the slave at any time before his spirit leaves his body. And also know that God has said, "My slaves, if you didn't sin, I would have created others who sin, so that when they sin, they will ask forgiveness. And I will give them forgiveness because I am the forgiver and the merciful." This does not mean that God is asking people to sin, but actually he is asking people to stop sinning and to ask for forgiveness. He created his creatures and put in them all the 99 divine attributes, as-sifat, and through this he is revealed to his people. If it were not for this sin, there would be no forgiveness, and this forgiveness emanates from Allah, the forgiver. In this there is great wisdom, the great wisdom because of which you were created through these attributes. And put in them all the 99 divine attributes, as-sifat, and through this he is revealed to his people. If it were not for the sin, there would be no forgiveness, and this forgiveness emanates from Allah, the forgiver. In this there is a great wisdom, the great wisdom because of which you were created. Through these attributes, you come to know yourself, to know your God. The person who travels like this through these stations of repentance will be opening the doors from station to station. The first of these stations is the repayment of debts and the reconciliation of wrongs. The substance of this station is the repentance of the ordinary people for their sins. The repentance of the special people is for their unconsciousness or unawareness, and the repentance of the special. Of the special is the repenting from everything which is not Allah. Repentance has a beginning and an end. It has a return. So any person who has repented due to fear of punishment is the ordinary repenter. The second is he who repents for the wish to return to the garden. The third is the one who repents because he wants to obey the order of God, not thinking of the punishment or of the garden. The first type is the characteristic of the believers. The second group is the characteristic of the people who are near to God, the saints, al-awliya. And the third is the characteristics of the prophets and the messengers of Allah. Certain people say that repentance means that you don't forget your sins, because when you don't forget them, you will always feel regretful. And this regretfulness keeps you on the road to God. Others say that repentance means that you forget your sins, because if you don't forget them, it means that you don't trust or have good faith in your God. But I say repentance takes you out of your sins and out of yourself. Don't let your sin become a wall standing between you and your Lord, because he created you for him and he is for you. Nothing can hold the beloved from his lover. You should not be afraid of your God, because he created you and he loves you. Due to their misunderstanding of God, Some people have looked at God as a jailer, when really he's not like this. Truly, he is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the compassionate, the merciful. My beloved, can you hear what I have spoken to your heart? If you have heard, then know that the Prophet loves you more than you love yourself. To reach, you need to clean your clothes, to remove the veils of the dunya, of this world and of the next, past, present, future, and to wash yourself in the water of unseen reality. When you are living in the station of At-Tawbah, by arriving here, you have deserved Allah's bestowal of the gardens of knowing. These gardens are the garden of the ordinary, the garden of the special, and the garden of the special of the special. This doesn't mean that God makes a separation, but he is the Lord of all the worlds, the Rabbil Alamin, and he puts everything in its place. From his wisdom comes the characteristic of fire, which is that it burns things, and the characteristic of water, which is that it gives life. He is the wise, and he is not asked what he is doing, but the people are asked. I pray to God to make us slaves for him so that he may be pleased with us, and he will bring us through the entrance of his garden with the Tawbah, the people whom he loves and who love him, their beloved Allah, and so we'll be able to journey on the path to him from station to station without beginning and without end. Amin. 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 It's the end of the chapter on page 135 through 138 in Music of the Soul on At-Tawbah. In our next reading on page 19, we'll continue with Sidi's commentary on this as it goes on. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.